it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui. We have Philip and Abigail playing a round of Trump Tui. How are you guys?
Hey, we're okay. Hey, Tim, I think we're back to back players.
Oh, I think you might be back to back players. That's great.
Boy. Philip,
and by the way, the way the Browns are playing, it's going to be back to back to back.
Stop.
To back.
Stop.
To back. To back. Losses. I don't know. I lost count. I have no
idea. Like if you would just say back to back,
I did.
It would be so much less annoying.
Do you understand what she's saying, Stevie? I said
yes.
Okay. All right.
Stevie gets me.
This will be back to back times.
Stop
you guys.
It! It's getting worse. It's like you think it can't get worse, and then he makes it worse. How does he do that?
Talented. It's a talent.
Clearly. That's what it is.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Philip and Abigail.
All right. Steve, you stay here with me. How are you?
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to ask you five questions. I'm not even going to tell you how to play the game. You know how to play the game. But for anybody listening, and maybe your first time, this is a round of Trump Tui. Jen has left us. She is in the hallway. We are going to ask Philip and Abigail five questions. They answer them to the best of their ability. There is a timer involved. Producer Stevie does a great job keeping track of score. Once we're done with that, we grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, ask her the same five questions. Ties no longer go to the house. It would lead to a tiebreaker. If you win, you get the mug. If she wins, we have to move on. All right, we can begin with question number one. This was big news over the weekend. As Cleveland Guardians player Stephen Kwan will soon be hearing wedding bells after announcing that he is engaged and his engagement to his longtime girlfriend, Samantha Moy. Stephen Kwan, is he an infielder or an outfielder?
Outfielder.
All right, question number two. Gwen Stefani dropped her new album, Bouquet. It features 10 tracks with floral-inspired titles like Late to Bloom and Empty Vase. Gwen Stefani is the lead singer of which ska, punk/pop/rock band?
No Doubt.
Question number three over the weekend. Jake Paul. Stevie probably not happy. Even though I had to watch it on my phone because it was glitching.
Was
Netflix glitching every 5 seconds?
Yes.
I couldn't even get in.
Yeah.
And then it stopped in a specific picture of Mike Tyson, but not like the front of Mike Tyson.
Oh, that was everywhere. You couldn't avoid that anyway.
It froze right there on that picture. All right, anyway, enough of that.
Karma.
Jake Paul defeating Mike Tyson happened at AT&T Stadium. Which streaming service platform carried the event live and upset everyone watching it by glitching over and over again?
Netflix tried.
Question number four. And it was good for a while, like the first two fights.
Yeah, because no one was watching.
Because nobody's watching. And then about 10 o'clock, people thinking maybe it's time.
Going to bed. They're like, I'll just turn it on.
You and I are texting back and forth. Like, we're trying to watch this thing. Couldn't happen. Question number four. Did you ever watch? Did you get it to? I could never get it to load.
Yeah, but it was annoying because it wouldn't just stay on.
All
but
right.
It did for, kind of.
Okay.
Then it was blurry. The quality was horrible.
It was. It was not. And 60 million households, something like that, watched it, which was crazy. Anyway, question number four. Now, this is a postage stamp I can get behind. The USPS will release a new stamp next year honoring the late, great Betty White. What is the name of the show that ran from 2010 to 2015 with Cleveland in the title that starred Betty White?
That Cleveland Show.
Question number five. The Academy Awards have settled on a host for the upcoming awards ceremony. It will be Conan O'Brien. He's going to do the honors for the 97th Academy Awards. What was the name of the cigar-smoking dog puppet on the Conan O'Brien show years ago?
Uh, Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's all right. We're going to see how many of the five you answer correctly. We're going to grab Jen real quick, bring her back into the studio to ask her those same five questions and see if you can win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. We are 3 minutes away. All right, Jen's back into the room. We are in the middle of a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Philip and Abigail answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, let them know how they did.
Philip and Abigail got three.
Three.
Good job, guys.
Correct today. Very well done. Let's ask Jen the same five questions. As we begin with question number one, we begin with Cleveland Guardians player Stephen Kwan. He's soon going to be hearing wedding bells after announcing his engagement to his longtime girlfriend, Samantha Moy. Stephen Kwan, infielder or outfielder?
Hate you. Infielder. Outfielder.
I knew you were going to say that. I just had a feeling.
Isn't he a pitcher?
Yep.
No? What is he? What does he do? My son has his jersey, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. This is, he just got better.
What is he? Tell me.
Outfielder. Outfield. He's a pitcher in the outfield.
No, he's not a pitcher in the outfield. What does he do in the outfield?
Catch the ball. Okay. Runs the bases. All very right. Good hitter. Glad to have him on the team. Question number two, Gwen Stefani dropped her new album, Bouquet, features 10 tracks with floral-inspired titles, like, you know, Late to Bloom and Empty Vase.
Really?
It's true. Gwen Stefani is the lead singer of which ska-punk-slash-pop-slash-rock band?
No Doubt.
That's right. Stephen Kwan.
Don't.
Question number three, over the weekend.
Who's the one? Was just nominated for an award and he's the closer or whatever.
Oh yeah, Albert Bell.
No. Is it Emmanuel Classe? Is mm-hmm. that who am I? No, come on.
It is Emmanuel Classe. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. The best closer in the league. Is that playoff? A little struggle. Okay. Question number three. Well, you did.
Well, that's who I was thinking of. Just so you know.
Question number three. Over the weekend, Jake Paul defeated Mike Tyson at AT&T Stadium. Which streaming platform carried the event live and upset everybody because it was glitching over and over again?
Netflix.
That would be Netflix. Question number four. Now this is a stamp I can get behind.
What?
The USPS is releasing a new stamp for next year honoring Betty White.
Oh, I love it. How'd I miss this?
I am shocked that you did not have it in your free things.
I know. I'm very stamp aware.
I saw it and I said, Ben should talk about this.
Thank you, Stevie. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the show that ran from 2010 to 2015 with Cleveland in the title that starred Betty White?
Hot in Cleveland?
It was Hot in Cleveland. Question number five.
Comes down to this one or it's a tiebreaker.
Oh, geez.
The Academy Awards is settled on a host for the upcoming awards ceremony. It will be Conan O'Brien. He'll do the honors at the 97th Academy Awards. What is the name of the cigar-smoking dog puppet on the Conan O'Brien show years ago?
Triumph?
It was Triumph.
Wow.
Oh, well done. Final totals there, Stevie.
Philip and Abigail, three. Jen, four.
Oh, I got four of those.
Sorry, you guys.
All right, we'll get you next time.
Yeah.
That's right, you will.
Next time. In the meantime, you know what you need to say.
We're Philip and Abigail, and we did not Trump Tui on Star 102.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui. We have Karen in Parma Heights. Hey, Karen, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
Good. Good to hear from you. You want to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes, I have my daughters, too.
Oh, what are the daughters' names?
Caitlin and Megan.
Caitlin and Megan. Great. We got a whole squad there. Great. Well, just ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and start the game.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Karen, Caitlin, and Megan.
There you go. All right, Jen's leaving the room. You know how to play the game. Producer Stevie joining me in studio, keeping track of the score. All right, she is out of the room, so let's begin the game. We begin with question number one. And we begin with this year's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest will be a bi-coastal affair. So there will be a live countdown in Las Vegas with top music stars. Stevie, let's roll.
Who is down.
That would be cool. Going to Vegas for New Year's? Mm-hmm. That would be
a
close off Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Year later than what we're used to.
That is fair. Who was the host of New Year's Rockin' Eve before Ryan Seacrest?
Dick Clark.
Question number two. So Chicago hosted a lookalike contest for Jeremy Allen White. That's the star of the show The Bear, drawing over 50 contestants and, of course, a crowd of fans. The winner took home $50 and a pack of cigarettes. That's a nod to his character in The Bear.
Why do these keep happening?
I was just going to ask you. The one happened, Timothy Chalamet, who he showed up for in New York, I think
it was. Yeah, New York.
In New York, and then this one's happening in Chicago.
There was a Harry Styles one, too.
Oh, there was a Harry Styles one. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where that was at?
No.
I don't remember where that was at.
This guy actually looked like him.
The
other two,
Yeah, it was fine. But this was, I think, the winner of the three lookalikes, kind of. Our question to you, which streaming service would you find The Bear? That is either on Netflix or on Hulu. All right, question number three. David Coulier recently revealed his stage 3 cancer diagnosis and took to Instagram to encourage others battling cancer to stay positive and remember to laugh. David Coulier played a comedian in Full House. What was his character's name on the show?
Uncle Joey.
Question number four. Well done. Sabrina Carpenter had a special guest join her at the show this weekend. On Friday night in L.A., she brought out Christina Aguilera. And the two sang Ain't No Other Man and What a Girl Wants. Finish this What a Girl Wants lyric. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you blank.
Free?
I was thinking about singing that, but I mean, that's tough.
I was waiting for
Christina Aguilera.
It.
That is. Got some vocal range. All right, question number five. The Christmas movie Red One was the big winner at the box office this weekend. The film stars both Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans and brought in over $34 million in ticket sales. What is the name of the production company founded by Dwayne Johnson and his ex-wife?
Oh, I have no idea.
I see. All right, there's the buzzer. How many of the five did you get correct? You've done well so far. We'll grab Jen, bring her into the room, continue the game in 4 minutes on Star 102. All right, let's continue a round of Trump, Tui, Karen, and the crew of Parma Heights. Caitlin and Megan also helped out with the answers. They answered five questions a minute ago. Stevie, how'd they do?
They got four.
Oh!
Good job.
Look at that.
That's exciting.
I like that excitement. That's how I feel internally. All right, same five questions we'll ask Jen, beginning with question number one. Beginning with this year's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest going to be a bi-coastal affair. There will be a live countdown in Las Vegas with top music stars. Steve and I going.
We are going.
Who's
going to join us?
Yeah. If you're going, Stevie, I'll go.
That was an O.
It's just me. Who's the host of New Year's Rockin' Eve before Ryan Seacrest?
Dick Clark.
Absolutely. Question number two. Chicago hosted a lookalike contest for Jeremy Allen White, the star of The Bear, drawing over 50 contestants and a crowd of fans. By the way, the winner took home $50 and a pack of cigarettes as a nod to his character in The Bear. The other thing, we were talking about it when you were out of the studio, this like trend of doing this.
Yeah.
Like there is, it's not like this is an epic prize to Wendy's. It's always $50 and here
you go. These guys just want to like be the winner.
They just want to win.
Weird.
$50.
Did
some
you
smokes.
See this one, Jen? Because he looked just like him.
No, I got to look.
Yeah, the other two. Yeah, not great.
Yeah, no.
This guy was good. Anyway, which streaming service would you find The Bear? It's either on Netflix or on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. Let's get to question number three. David Coulier recently revealed his stage 3 cancer diagnosis and took to Instagram to encourage others battling cancer to stay positive and remember to laugh. David Coulier played a comedian in Full House. What was his character's name?
Uncle Joey.
Question number four. You can say why you're shaking your head.
hurts me to give the points because he's not an uncle.
Not an uncle. Karen said Uncle Joey, and I was like, yeah, good job. You said uncle, not an uncle. But
oh, he's not an uncle?
Yeah. No, he's the dad's best friend.
He's just Joey?
Yeah.
But did the kids call him Uncle Joey?
No, in one episode they did, and that was it.
Dang.
Don't know that off the top of your head.
That is very stat aware of Full House.
As soon as I turn the mics off, Stevie, I could just get the eye like, huh? So we gave it to her, huh? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I mean, you're right. It is Joey. But
I don't ding them or buzz them, but I was like, oh, nice job. And that clearly was like, all right, anyway, question number four.
Sorry, Stevie.
Okay. It counts.
No, okay. Stevie's 100% right here. We get to question number four. Sabrina Carpenter had a special guest join her at a show this weekend on Friday night in L.A. She brought out Christina Aguilera, and the two sang Ain't No Other Man and What a Girl Wants. Finish this. What a Girl Wants lyric. What a Girl Wants. What a Girl Needs. Whatever makes me happy sets you blank.
Free?
It is free. Question number five.
Gotta get this one to tie it up.
Thank you, Stevie.
Or you are tied up. You gotta get this one to get.
To win.
To win.
Okay.
So you don't have a tiebreaker, which you don't love.
I do not enjoy the tiebreaker.
Correct.
Here we go. Question number five. The Christmas movie Red One was the big winner at the box office this weekend. The film stars both Dwayne Johnson and also Chris Evans and brought in just over $34 million. What is the name of the production company founded by Dwayne Johnson and his ex-wife?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Tattooey or whatever. What was the...
Papa Tooey. Should ask that.
$7 Productions.
I don't know that.
Yeah, that was a deep cut.
That was a deep cut.
We would have also taken Uncle Joey.
Apparently we do.
So we're tied. Where are we at now?
Yes, Karen and the gang four, Jen four.
All right, Karen, you ready for a tiebreaker question?
I am.
All right, Jen, you ready for the tiebreaker question?
I guess.
Let's get to that next one, Star 102.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.